This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the world looks at India with hope and expectations because of the power of the youth. Addressing Veer Bhal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the government's biggest focus in policy is empowering the youth. He stressed that all policies, whether for the startup ecosystem, space economy, sports, manufacturing industry, skill development or internship schemes are youth-centric and aimed at benefiting the young people. The Prime Minister said the magnitude of the country's democracy embodies the teachings of the gurus, the sacrifice of the sahibzadas, and the mantra of national unity. He stressed that the life of the sahibzadas teaches people not to compromise on the integrity and ideals of the nation. Mr. Modi highlighted that the sahibzadas chose to sacrifice their lives but never wavered from the path of faith. The Prime Minister emphasized that Veer Bhal Divas teaches us that nothing is greater than the nation and national interest. Prime Minister Modi also emphasized his vision to bringing 1 lakh youth into politics whose families have never been involved in active politics. He added that this initiative was crucial for the next 25 years and encouraged the youth to be part of this campaign to bring a new generation into politics. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children, who hail from 14 states and union territories, were recognized for their accomplishments in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee received a medal, a certificate and a citation booklet. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, President Murmu highlighted that this day is observed every year to honor the unparalleled sacrifice and courage of the younger sons of the 10th Guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh. Congratulating the children who received the awards, the President remarked that their work is extraordinary and astonishing. She emphasized that each of them possesses unparalleled qualities and that their achievements will inspire all the citizens of the nation. The Election Commission today said that 2024 Lok Sabha elections saw 64.64 crore votes being polled and the number of female votes outshined male participation with 65.78%. The data was mentioned in a comprehensive set of 42 statistical reports released by the poll body. The Commission in a statement said that this is so motu initiative is to enhance public trust, which constitutes the underpinnings of India's electoral system. It also said that these reports will enable time series analysis to track the long-term outlook and shifts in the electoral and political landscape. The BJP today accused the Karnataka Congress of sharing a distorted map of India on its social media, excluding Aksai Chin and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir as part of the party's working committee in Belagavi. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the opposition party had done similar things in the past as well, and now it has become clear that the Congress has connections with the power that is trying to break India. Ahead of the assembly polls in Delhi, the Aam Aadmi Party today accused Congress of trying to help the BJP in winning the upcoming elections. Briefing media in New Delhi, party leader Sanjay Singh objected to some of the remarks made by senior Congress leader Ajay Makan against the AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal. He alleged that Mr. Makan called Mr. Kejriwal as anti-national, which is objectionable, and the Congress party must take action against him in 24 hours. Mr. Singh asked India Alliance bloc parties to remove Congress from alliance if no action is taken against Mr. Makan. He also alleged that the Congress's list of candidates for Delhi Assembly polls appears to be harming the AAP. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi also hit out at the Congress over the issue. Punjab Water Supply and Sanitation Minister Hardeep Singh Mundian said that the state has become the 5th state in the country to provide 100% piped water supply to rural households. This has been done under the Har Ghar Jal, a central government initiative. To address water quality and water scarcity issue, 15 major canal water projects covering 1,706 villages are underway. The air quality in national capital Delhi remains in the very poor category, with average air quality index AQI of 342 as of 1 p.m. today. India reduced Australia to 311 for 6 at stumps on the opening day of the 4th test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne today. Earlier, Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. Both the teams have won one match each in the 5-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.